At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back, one-on-one on a Tuesday. Pulled up. I appreciate you guys giving the details. Bob, do you remember the first thing you purchased that you were proud of?
I have to think. I do. Like I said, I was into basketball, so I did. I remember I bought this Air Jordan jacket that I brought to school. It was like $100+. That was a pretty big deal for me back in the day.
Yeah. What was the first job you had?
I did do tasseling for a few days.
For a few days? Yeah.
Well, they fired me, I think. I think there was too many kids or something.
I was going to say, you get fired from detasseling.
I worked, my first job was at BK. Have it your way.
Okay, that's fair. Claytonia Johnson's mom would patch the jeans. But when those didn't last, nothing worse than when she'd, she cut up the jeans and, turned them into jean shorts. George was a statement. George was a statement. Because, listen, to say that that's who that George life, man, this is before Cena made him sexy, right? And there's a time where jean shorts became a thing. But my goodness gracious. And I did love, do you remember Painter's Pants? So there were these jeans that were painter pants that had it had a hook on the, like a little hook where you would apparently like put hammers.
Yeah.
I actually loved those. Painter's Pants were awesome. My high school, even in Virginia, overalls was a thing. Matter of fact, girls loved the overalls in the thing. And then... here's the other thing. We didn't wear jerseys. Texas Ben says, you know, the Ron Santo jersey. We didn't wear pro sports teams jerseys like we do now. Like the business side of it has happened. You would get like a Redskins t-shirt, right? Where they would put a number on it, right? You'd get a t-shirt. But buying jerseys, no. No. I don't even remember. I'm trying to think of the first jersey I ever had. Was actually I think it was a Cowboys Pearson jersey. And then I got a Sonny Jurgensen jersey from my uncle. So I don't know what that was. And Barney's just talking about shoes and jobs. I saved my money up to buy the Shaquille O'Neal pump shoes. Yeah, that was like the thing to get to. Yeah, carpenter's jeans. Yep, Fullback Trap says we called them carpenter jeans. Yeah, we called them painter's pants. Kurt in Northern Kentucky, that's hilarious. That the parachute pants, think Eddie Murphy, Beverly Hills Cop walking down the street. It was like you could get the leather pants, like the leather suit or the fake leather suit. And it's the scene where he's walking down the street. He's from Detroit, so he doesn't know that that's really a thing in L.A. And he sees a guy out there with this red leather suit. And he just stops because he's never seen it before and he just laughs. But those are my dance contest clothes. I literally would buy every paycheck. I would buy an outfit to dance in because on Friday nights, me and my dance partners, we would start in Richmond. We drive to Richmond for the 9 o'clock dance contest, be done by 10, get back in the car, get to DC and dance in the after midnight dance contest, wherever that was. And you needed two outfits. You couldn't wear the same outfit. So, yeah, I was a weirdo, man. It was a whole thing. But I was winning, and I was making a lot of money. A lot of money. The T-shirt jerseys are way more economic. But, yeah, that was the thing, though, right? And then there was a time when I crossed the line where – I did not want to be t-shirt jersey guy. I wanted to be jersey guy. I don't know when it happened. But yeah, Bach, that was like a statement. And then I became a jersey snob. And if you got a silkscreen jersey, I would make noises at you. Like I would tiss you. I would shame you. I would silkscreen jersey shame you. Like, you know that's not real, right? You know that's. And you know who's more judgmental of poor people? People who used to be poor. I was like, oh, the silkscreen jersey people are here. That's like the canvas shoe people, tennis shoe people versus the leather shoe people. Oh, you're a canvas shoe guy. It was a thing.
So when do you think people started wearing jerseys? Because I was interested by that because I thought the t-shirt, there's like it kind of came, you know, everything in style comes in waves or whatever. But I thought the t-shirt, what do they call them, jerseys? Shirt jerseys.
Yep.
I thought that was kind of a newer thing, but that was before jerseys were popular. That's what people wore. Huh?
They weren't available. Like they just weren't available. I don't remember. I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure my first.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When I started hanging out with pro athletes, I want to say that maybe my first jersey was actually an Atlanta Braves, Dale Murphy, Richmond Braves jersey. Because, again, we were the field crew for the AAA Braves. And I shared a locker with Brett Butler. So of Braves and Cleveland Indians and Dodger fame. He was the center fielder for the AAA Braves. I was the center fielder for the college team. And so we would share lockers and then, you know, and at the end of that, well, he got called up. And I was there when he got called up for the first time. And it was, he was like it was kind of the Joe Green commercial thing. Mm. Here, D. Well, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But then Dale Murphy, we had kind of identified that Dale Murphy was the bigger star. Dale Murphy came back down to Richmond. So Richmond would play the Atlanta Braves in like an exhibition game. And Dale Murphy had one of the, oh, Bach, the powdered blue Atlanta Braves, 1981. Yeah, with the big red A on it. And then that changed me because the pride that I took in wearing that jersey. And then I want to say Art Monk, 1985. Somewhere along there. Joe Theismann. It's a Theismann jersey. It's a Theismann jersey. And I wore it. God, I was that guy. Bach, I wore the Theismann. Joe Theismann, when he was a starting quarterback, he had a sports bar at a restaurant in Northern Virginia. I wore his jersey into his bar, and he was there.
Oh, nice.
So the conflict, right? The conflict of being the guy that wears the shirt to the... Right, the uncoolness, but the coolness of him happening to be there and seeing me wearing his jersey, he signed it and it made it no longer wearable.
Oh yeah,
like it was no longer wearable. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know when it transitioned, but do you remember? You remember your first jersey?
I was lucky when I grew up in the 90s. My mom was able. I don't know how she got a hold of all these jerseys, but I was always in a basketball jersey. Sometimes. from maybe guys that had went to a different team type of thing. You know, so you'd find find them at thrift stores or whatever. So.
You reach the special rack.
I had a lot of thrift store jerseys, and that was awesome. I couldn't name my first. I had like a Dennis Rodman Spurs jersey. Scottie Pippen was.
Wasn't that like a number 91 or something?
He was number 10 with the Spurs. I know he went. Yeah, he went to the 90s often, and his other adventures,
like the Lakers. I think he may have done with a weird number.
So between those and starters jackets in the 90s, I was good to go.
The starters jackets especially in the Georgetown starter jacket era, right? The Georgetown was a cultural movement. Starter jackets, they had the shoe game, the Nike. I get teary eyed when I see those Georgetown Nike shoes from the Patrick Ewing days. Those are amazing. Like, I have a pair in my closet that I refuse to wear. I have a pair of the white leather Converse, the Dr. J Philadelphia 76er red, high top leather All-Stars. Bach, I've never worn them. I just have them. And, like, I can't bring myself. Like, I thought I could wear it with, like, Husker stuff. But it's Converse, and I just don't want to cross over.
How many pairs of shoes do you think you have at home?
Oh, you're just going to... Right now, Becky's spider sense just went off. She's in Beatrice. She's at the bakery today. And I promise you, right now, her ears just... Bing! The hairs on the back of her neck just stood up. In truth, I have too many. In truth. In reality, I can never have enough. I'm going to say I have 5 pair of boots. I have 6 pair of dress shoes. So I'm going to say 10, 11 grown-up shoes. And then tennis shoes, I probably have 9 pair of Husker Adidas. And I have 7 pair of Air Jordans and 8 other assorted Nike.
You have a whole closet for them all? They're all in one spot?
It's its own piece of the wall. it's its own box. Okay, so in my heart, I'm proud of it. I'm so proud of my accomplishment. Let's say this 30 pair, 35 pair, 40 pair.
There you go.
I'm proud. Like, that means more to me than a lot. But privately, I'm like, you know you have too much. Like, you know you have. Yeah. But I will never admit this to Becky. So then, Anthony Lyons Hartsmith will join us. He's going to stream in at noon. He'll kick off the new hour. We'll close out. We'll read your text. Tell me the first jersey you had, or more importantly, tell me your favorite jersey that you've ever owned. I think that's a better conversation. What's your favorite jersey that you've ever owned? We'll talk about that when we come back to work.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.